You may have seen recent news stories describing how some U.S. hospitals are being hit by malware attacks. This ransomware works by locking up computers until an amount of money, usually Bitcoin, is paid to the hacker. And when hospitals are hit, patient records can be endangered. Let's find out more now as we welcome Kevin Fu, associate professor at the University of Michigan. He's credited with establishing the field of medical device security. Kevin is chief scientist at Virta Labs, a healthcare security startup. Kevin, good to have you with us.
Thanks, Cynthia.
Now, ransomware certainly isn't new, but is it rare until now for hospitals to have been targeted?
Well, actually, back up a moment. I would say hospitals are not being targeted necessarily, but they are being more susceptible. It is true that we're hearing more about the malware getting into hospitals now, but these problems have been bubbling up for quite a while.
Give us a good example.
Medical device security, it really boils down to basic hygiene. Let me give you an example of a recent malware infection. There was a manufacturer who was brought in to repair what's called a pharmaceutical compounder. This is a machine to make custom liquid drugs for IV delivery. It had malware on it. Now, the interesting part was when they went to repair it, they accidentally spread it to the other compounders under repair. So we're sort of in this era of sort of Typhoid Mary when it comes to computer malware in health delivery organizations. There's a lack of awareness. It's not that people are trying to do harm, but it's very difficult for them to understand how to protect themselves against these kinds of threats. Personally, I don't think anyone needs to run for the hills.
Yeah.
It's not a crisis, but it is bubbling up. There's been plenty of malware that have gotten into medical systems in the past. They just haven't caused as visible issues as the ransomware has.
And describe the kinds of issues. What's actually happening when these ransomware things bubble up in a healthcare system?
Okay. Well, ransomware, when it bubbles up, will typically encrypt data and then hold that data ransom until there's a payment made. You won't hear about this in sort of general consumer spaces because people just either quietly pay it or they choose to lose their data. In a more critical setting, like a healthcare setting, you will hear about this more often.
Because we're not just talking about whether or not I lose my photos on my laptop or some emails, but we're talking about patient healthcare records and critical information.
We are talking about critical information. I mean, the good news is health delivery organizations usually have contingency plans, but you really don't want to disturb the clinical workflow unnecessarily. That's when humans start to make mistakes. It's very easy to make mistakes about drug delivery, for instance, when your data is unreliable.
What questions should we be asking ourselves then about these incidents?
How can we move from being reactive to moving to building in better security from the first place? It's 2016. Everybody understands the implications of computer security now, and we depend so heavily on computation, on everything from medical devices to automobiles. And it's really the question is, how do we build it in effectively into our critical systems?
Which is certainly something we've even heard about as we hear about autonomous vehicles. So we've got to be prepared. Don't wait until suddenly you realize that the car that is taking you down the highway has been hacked.
That's right. And it's very difficult to justify computer security because it's sort of like insurance. Most people don't want it until you need it.
You've talked about technical debt, Kevin. Just what is that? What is the cost?
Technical debt is a sort of a meme used by my community to indicate we've made choices in the past that seem to have saved us time and money in the short term, but now we're paying for it in the long term. And so when you forget to build in security, everything will seem fine for the first 5 or 10 years. And then it suddenly hits you, uh-oh, we don't have it. And retrofitting security is extremely difficult. It can be done, but it usually costs a lot more.
Do patients need to worry, Kevin?
I don't think patients need to worry. Mm-hmm. Personally, if I were prescribed a medical device, I would take it because I know I'm already predisposed to other risks. I think this is more a matter of, you know, we can improve. Just like we had issues with infusion pumps in the past, we've had issues in the past with sterility. We've improved. We can do that too with computer security.
What about advice to hospitals to help beat back the hackers and, as you say, be proactive rather than reactive? What should health care systems and hospitals be doing?
Well, the NIST, the National Institute of Standards and Technology, advises three basic things for all critical infrastructure for computer security. One is to enumerate your cybersecurity risks. This is really basic stuff like hand washing. The second is to deploy computer security controls that match the risks you identify. And then the third is to continuously monitor and measure to see if whatever controls you're putting in place are actually still working. And I've noticed that health delivery organizations often forget the third step, to measure to see if what they actually deploy continues to work well. And personally, that's why I think ransomware is becoming more of a problem. They got a little too cozy with their existing controls, a little too trustful in their firewalls. And guess what? Things change.
Because those hackers are always trying to be a step ahead of everybody else.
That's right. And unfortunately, they don't have to be the greatest hackers in the world. I say sometimes it's like breaking down an open door.
Does this also count for smaller organizations, let's say individual clinics, physicians' offices, same thing?
It does. I would say the smaller organizations have a harder problem because it's very rare you're going to find a dedicated security staff member in a small organization. They're often at the whim of the vendors who will have more control over what they can purchase. The larger institutions, the large hospitals, will often have entire departments to help with IT and bringing that together with clinical engineering.
Kevin Fu is an associate professor at the University of Michigan who specializes in the area of medical and hospital computer security issues, and he is the co-founder of Virta Labs, a healthcare security startup. It was great to talk with you, Kevin. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Cynthia.